Today, save cash, do it now. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, this post covering finance and problem news, joined by Robbie Barwick from the Citizens Party. Hi, Robbie.
Hi, Martin. I'm wearing my old shirt today. I did another video where I looked really scruffy. I hadn't even shaved. But there's an emergency mobilization we've got to go on. But I like the message of this. This is my old favorite comfortable t-shirt. I like the message of it because reality struck Australia on Wednesday. And 10 million people suddenly found themselves disconnected from the economy and friends and family. And the problem was they didn't have much in the way of alternatives. Yeah. And we cannot stand that, and we have to intervene now. And the big question is about saving cash, using this as an opportunity to save cash. So a really quick show tonight. We have an opportunity here for affected Australians to actually see the reality of this. Let's do something about it. And send a message to the government.
Absolutely. And just to be clear, you know, the whole digital migration question, which have been is pushed by government and by the banks, it is a big theme. But we keep coming up against reality. Reality is that the digital systems are not 100% robust, reliable. And when effective, you put all your eggs in that digital basket and the basket then crashes, you got nowhere to run. And so, to my mind, this question of cash and cash availability is, if you like, the head of the pin, right? Because so many people were unable to transact, you know, so many businesses weren't able to actually do the things they wanted to do. There was huge economic impact as well as social impact. I think the fact that now the Senate is making an inquiry on this particular issue, we've got to make sure that the cash dimension is front and center of the discussion.
100%. So what we want people to do is literally drop everything right now and look at the details below. There is a Senate inquiry. It's a really quick inquiry. The Greens got it up yesterday, and it has a very fast turnaround. So we've got 7 days till the 17th of November to make submissions to this inquiry. And, you know, technical companies will make their own deep submissions or whatever. But this is an opportunity for the public to deliver a message to the government. Stop letting the banks take away the alternatives to the digital systems, namely cash, by closing branches and ripping out ATMs. Just stop letting it happen. The responsibility here, Martin, lies with the government, because although the banks are always going to push an agenda that serves them, right? They are predators. They are leopards with spots. And then they can't change their spots. It's up to the government to say, here are the rules which are necessary for society to function. And on Wednesday, society didn't function because these idiots, these lunatics in government have sat on their hands while these banks, with absolute ferocity at the speed of light, have just ripped through the economy, shutting down branches and closing down ATMs. So there were 10 million people, Martin, that were cut off from the economy on Wednesday because they're customers of Optus. 10 million. Now, there was all sorts of social chaos as a result of that. There was all sorts of economic chaos as a result of that. But the financial chaos was the immediate confronting one for everybody. And what the public had to do, who was affected by it, is go to find an ATM or a bank to get some cash so they could transact. And they're hard to find thanks to the way the banks have been ripping these things out, right? I mean, it is insane that we have allowed them to take away the redundancy in the financial system. So the problem is the politicians have sat on their hands and let this happen. They have drunk the Kool-Aid of, oh, this is the wonderful, you know, digital future we're embracing. Hello, what happens when it doesn't work? And that this, you can say, oh, that was a one-day disruption. That's 1 day times 10 million people. That's a 10 million day disruption. For a lot of those people, it was incredibly disruptive, right? And all because The banks don't want to provide cash. The banks don't want to provide the access to cash through branches and ATMs. So it's up to the government to make sure that there are rules here that these banks and companies have to abide by. And that's why, click on the link below, you have an opportunity, send a message to the Senate, the Senate committee that's going to make this, do this inquiry, and just say, have you learned your lesson? Learn the lesson of this. Stop allowing the banks to do away with cash. Just stop it. And I think you should also weigh in on the phenomenon of businesses going cashless. A lot of cashless businesses, Martin, on Wednesday, regretted it. But are they going to learn from it? Are they going to realize, I mean, they're putting up cash signs, like signs, handwritten signs in their shops, cash only. Well, hang on, you're the ones who wanted to go cashless, right? What were you thinking when you wanted to go cashless? And don't tell me this stuff, oh, it's for security, etc. I mean, cash has been around for thousands of years. Give me a break. Just seriously, give me a break. Is the business there to serve the customer or not? And if you hadn't thought before now, well, hang on, what happens if the system fails? Then that's on you. And Martin, there's a lot of angry Optus customers today, especially business customers, who are blaming Optus for them losing their money. And yet, Optus should cop a lot of blame.
Mm.
But it's not, if you entered into a business relationship with Optus thinking it would be perfect for all time, what, you never heard about EMPs? You've never heard about natural disasters? I mean, give me a break. You must have known there had to be some contingency at some stage. And so, out of pure common sense, you must have known this is not perfect technology. Therefore, what happens when the system fails? And when you think it through that way, it's not just Optus's fault. These businesses that are going after Optus should also be going after the banks right now. Write your letter to Optus and CC Commonwealth Bank, National Australia Bank, Westpac and ANZ, and say, you too owe me some money because you've taken away the access of my customers to cash. Right? This is a really big reality check for Australia. And if you're as mad about it as I am, well, what you've got to do is send that message to the members of parliament by clicking on the email below and sending off a quick email right now to this inquiry to tell them, learn the lesson, don't let the banks do away with cash.
Yeah, and a couple of quick observations. Of course, this isn't the first time we've had failures. You know, CBA systems went out relatively recently. We also saw through the bushfires and through the floods that, the digital system just completely failed. So cash has to be there as a critical cornerstone of the economy. It's also, of course, completely legal tender. So by definition, you should be obliged, in my view, to receive cash and pay by cash if you want to. And in some other countries, they actually have got now legislation in to protect the status of cash in the economy, despite similar forces previously trying to argue that digital is the way to go. No, it's not. You need alternatives. No technical system will be 100% reliant, particularly if the power goes down or something else happens, or in this situation, it looks as though some configuration issues were probably to blame. You cannot have a 100% perfect technical solution. Cash has to be there. So this is a great opportunity to reassert that. And, short inquiry, but a really important inquiry. So it's really important that we make our voice felt here. Democracy at work once again. And, the banks and the government tried to remove, the use of cash and tried to make it illegal to use cash previously. Well, we knocked that off. Now this is another opportunity to push the lever further. And by the way, in the context of things like central bank digital currencies and the digitalization of the total economy, you've got to stand up for cash, because cash is the security blanket for us as individuals and as businesses, but it also ensures that democracy continues to work.
100%. What the government couldn't do through legislation in 2019-20, because John Adams, us, some politicians like Malcolm Roberts, Bob Catter, etc., we led a campaign to stop that bill that would have banned cash transactions over $10,000, which would have been the beginning of a slippery slope towards a cashless society. what they couldn't achieve. And remember, Martin, the politicians in that campaign all got the message. They knew that they better not come up with schemes to get rid of cash, right? They got that message. But what they couldn't achieve through legislation, they've sat back and allowed the banks to achieve through commercial, so-called commercial decision making. And now we're at this point. And what the public need to do is realize where the responsibility lies here. It lies with the parliament. They have the power. And so we've got to, every opportunity, send them a huge message. So let's just, that's all people need to know for now. Look at it's the Senate Environment and Communications Committee, which, you know, covers the communications department, which is responsible for companies like Optus. So they're going to do this inquiry. It's got a terms of reference, etc., that you can look at, the click on the link and follow that through. But this comes under the category of any other any related matter, right? And let's just flood it, literally flood it. So please, right now, if you've spent the last 10 minutes watching this, stop right now, click on the email and fire off a quick email. Make it one sentence, make it 100 sentences, whatever you want to do, but make it right now. So by next Friday, they are flooded with thousands of emails from angry people saying, you know, this was a worse problem because you've allowed the banks to do away with cash. Stop it. Stop letting that happen. Click and send that email right now.
Absolutely. Robbie, thank you very much. As always, we'll keep everybody up to date with what's going on this. It's a very important and live issue. And once again, cash needs to be there, and you've got an opportunity to make your voice heard. So use it.
Thanks very much.
See you later. Bye-bye.